The Hunting, Camping, and Fishing Show, presented by Northwest Iowa Outdoors, the region's number one outdoor entertainment multimedia outlet. Live from the KSCJ studios in Sioux City, the phone lines are wide open. Call 239-2101 right now with your questions or comments.
Good morning, everybody. The show is brought to us by the City of Kingsley, Small Town Sportsman in Kingsley, Dirt Road Design and Screen Printing in Kingsley, The Shooting Shop in Anthon, Iowa, Fireside Steakhouse and Lounge in Anthon, the Plymouth County Conservation Board, Skyline Lodge in Perrault Falls, Ontario, Iowa Great Lakes Outdoors in Milford, Iowa, Stan's Bait Shop in Milford, and Midwestern Land and Auction in Mapleton, Iowa. And yeah, you heard the commercial. We are looking for ad salesmen. Pretty good deal. You pick up maybe three or four clients, and that'll give you enough dough, really, to buy a new shotgun every year. And I don't know. It's a pretty good deal. And then it gives you an opportunity to lay out at bait shops, and instead of just going down to the gun shop or the bait shop and buying new tackle and firearms, you can just tell your wife, sorry, honey, I got to go to work this morning. And there you go. And we'll actually pay you through your favorite store vouchers, too. Say if Small Town Sportsman in Kingsley is your deal, and we'll go buy gift certificates from there, so you're not tempted to take your money and waste it foolishly on food and shelter for your family. Anyway, let's see. 4 weeks left in the Heritage Rough Rider Revolver giveaway, and we'll be doing that drawing on December 7th. So you call 239-2101, take part in the show, and we'll get you entered for that drawing. Hey, there was a guy in Arkansas this year that got killed by a deer that he supposedly shot. And I found the details on that, and it was from ABC News, so a lot of it might be false. You know, you can never tell. You know, if it was CNN, all of it would be false, I would assume. So, but it's easy then, because you just take what they say and flip it to the exact opposite, and you have your story, especially if it pertains to Trump. But anyway, this Arkansas hunter dies after being attacked by the deer he just shot. In a shocking twist of fate, an experienced Arkansas hunter was attacked by a deer he had just shot in the woods on, it says Tuesday evening, but this is actually about 3 weeks ago. The hunter later died after suffering puncture wounds from the deer's antlers. Officials say 66-year-old Thomas Alexander was hunting in Yellville, Arkansas, when he shot a buck using a muzzleloader. He approached the animal, believing it was dead. It attacked him. He apparently went over to the buck and got up and attacked him, said Keith Stevens, the chief of communications for the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Alexander was able to call his wife, and emergency responders planned to airlift him out of the woods, but he stopped breathing before they could get him in the helicopter, so he was taken by ambulance instead. Alexander was pronounced dead at the Baxter Regional Medical Center in Mountain Home. The official cause of death has not been released, but I'm pretty sure with puncture wounds in his chest probably had something to do with that.
They arrest the deer?
Well, they should.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's unclear, too, whether or not the deer was colluding with the Russians.
Oh.
And, you know, and whether or not, you know, the poor man who lost his life on that deer was a Democrat or Republican.
Ah.
I mean, once we know what his voters, his registration was, if he was registered with the Republican Party, then we know either the Russians or the Ukrainians were involved in this mishap. But anyway, in all seriousness, it doesn't really say if he knew whether or not the deer was dead, you know, because obviously he passed away himself, so he couldn't tell us. But I know, you know, deer hunters, a lot of times they'll wound a deer or something, and instead of, finish it off, if it still has some life to it when they approach it, a lot of them will think that you need to, you know, cut its throat, stuff like that. It just reminds me of what my dad told me a long time ago. He said, you know, dead animals don't bleed. So to, you know, cut the throat on an animal to bleed it out, if the animal's dead, it does nothing because it won't bleed anymore because it's dead. You know, animals bleed because the heart, you know, pushes blood out of the hole. And if the animal isn't dead, you don't have any business approaching it. So you just put another shot into it. you know, but and especially with deer. I mean, I know I hunted with a guy, he shot the deer and it was just crippled, and he was chasing after it, you know, to get up over the rise so he could get another shot at it. And the deer was laying there, you know, almost dead, but he had, while he was running, all of his ammo had fallen out of his jacket pocket. And he got up there, the gun was empty, and he's first searching for a shell to put another shot into the deer and finish him off. And he had no more ammo in his pocket. So, okay, so he's going to stick it. So he grabbed the deer and by the antlers and pulled the head back. And then the next thing he remembers, looking up and seeing the sky. And this deer somehow had cranked its back feet around when he did this and kicked the man in the chest and lifted him up and threw him back about 5 feet. And his whole chest was a big bruise. And this is a pretty big guy. I mean, he was, I don't know, he's probably 6'3 or 6'4, and I bet he weighed every bit of 300 pounds. I mean, and this deer just launched him. So anyway, that was food for thought for me, too. It's like, hey. But anyway, let's see. That kind of a lead into our trivia here. Humans, on average, kill about 7.5 million deer each year. 6 million are killed by hunters, and another 1.5 million are killed by cars. So what we're looking for then is, on average, how many people are killed by deer each year? 50, 100, or 150? Those are your three choices. And 239-2101 is the number. We're looking for how many people are killed each year by deer. 50, 100, and 150. And these numbers kind of float around a little bit. Depends on which website you look at.
I'd have thought it'd been much more than that.
Well, yeah, I would have too, you know, so it's kind of, but anyway, the up for grabs here on this trivia question is the highly coveted Second Amendment copper coin, and I think we got a can of Spam out of Scott's Prepper Closet this week. It's either a can of Spam or it's a MRE. But anyway, deer hunting deaths, most of them, like from people who are actually engaged in hunting, other than this guy that got stabbed in the chest. 41 occur from falling out of a tree stand, and 17 are from accidental shootings. And most of the accidental shootings for deer hunters anyway is, you know, they either shoot themselves being careless, or they're shoot one somebody in their hunting party, or on occasion the dog, you know, like if they're pheasant hunters, I've seen stories where dogs have actually shot the hunter, where they'll lean the gun up against a pickup truck or a tree to, you know, do some things, either take a leak or, you know, whatever. And the dog will kick the gun over and it'll discharge and shoot the guy. And, yeah. But another interesting stat is on the average, there's about 10 million deer hunters each year, and out of those they kill 7.5 million deer. That's a lot of deer across the United States.
It's a lot of deer, but how many deer do they actually think is in this country?
I don't think they really know.
Yeah.
I mean, they estimate numbers, but they don't really know. I mean, I don't know, it's kind of hard to count something that lives in the woods that, you know, survives by avoiding human contact.
Oh, you mean like Bigfoot?
Well, a lot of the Bigfoot sightings are actually down in the last decade.
Huh.
I think it's because everybody's got their face buried in their cell phones texting and crap, and they don't notice them. I mean, you could have Bigfoot come right up and take your cheeseburger and you'd never notice him.
Mm.
And maybe that's what happened at the Popeyes with the guy that got whacked, that got killed trying to get the chicken sandwich. Maybe it was actually a Bigfoot, you know. But anyway, but the birth rate of deer is about 12 million each year. So, I don't know, that leaves a lot of deer. If you're going to hold the population stable, you're going to have to allow for about 5 million of them to die of natural causes or other predation. So we get a winner there, Scott?
Not yet. Still looking for an answer. Humans on average kill about 7.5 million deer each year, 6 million killed by hunters, 1.5 million killed by car. On average, how many people do deer kill each year? Your choices are 50, 100, or 150. 239-2101 included in this week's prize package, a can of delicious teriyaki Spam.
You're parting with your teriyaki Spam, my God.
It's my favorite. I'm parting with it.
It's just amazing what you'll sacrifice for the public there, Scott. I can see some of the other spams, but the teriyaki spam? Wow. Well, in another story where animals kill the hunter, this one is from The Hill in April of this year. And park authorities in South Africa said they recovered the remains of a suspected rhino poacher. They believe he was killed by an elephant before his remains were devoured by a pride of lions earlier this year. The incident took place in Kruger National Park, located in northeastern South Africa. The accomplices of the deceased informed his family that he was killed by an elephant when the five attempted to poach a rhino. The family then notified local police. The remains of the body were discovered a few days later by the Park Service. Indications found at the scene suggested that a pride of lions had devoured the remains, leaving only a human skull and a pair of pants. The victim's four alleged accomplices are currently in custody. So, yeah, you got to be careful when you're poaching rhinos. I didn't know that the elephants would defend their fellow rhinos so vigorously. But you know what? I think that's a pretty good justice for the guy out there poaching the rhino. You know, good for him. Too bad that the lions didn't get the other four dudes, too. That time we did get a winner, didn't we, Scott? We had to.
Yes, we did. John Gooden of McCook Lake correctly said 150. What if I thought it'd be more than that?
Well, I've seen some websites, they would list the numbers up as high as 200.
Even that seems low.
Well, it does with, you know, because you're looking at 1.5 million, you know, instances a year with a, you know, a car on deer. You know, obviously, you know, getting killed hunting the deer is, you know, pretty minimal. I mean, you know, like I said before, you know, there's like 40 people a year die falling out of a tree stand and only, you know, around 17 or so die from accidental shooting. And I couldn't find any stats on how many were actually killed by the deer other than this, the guy that we just talked
about. Yeah, the poor guy in Arkansas.
Yeah. And I tell you what, that would suck. You know, it's like, hey, I'm going to go deer hunting. I'll be back, you know, in a bag. Yeah, nobody really expects that.
Yeah, you end up being the game.
You do. Looks like we're due for a break. Hey, after break, let's do another trivia blitz. And everybody who calls in, I'll give them a true or false question. And we'll get them entered into the drawing for the Rough Rider Revolver. And I'll give them one of the highly, highly coveted Second Amendment copper coins. 1 ounce pure silver, Scott. Pure silver.
Pure silver?
Not 80%. No, it's not silver. Wow. It's copper.
Oh, copper. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, boy. That would be a hell of a deal. I've given away the silver ones before, but...
yeah, they're pretty sweet.
I know. They are cool.
Yeah.
They're definitely highly coveted, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're dealing with the copper coins. And we'll give you a true or false question about trout. Because yesterday, the Iowa DNR stocked Bacon Creek as part of the urban trout program. Hmm. So I think they threw about 1,500 or 1,800 of them in there, you know, which give or take a few hundred. I don't know how accurately they count, you know, 6-inch trout. I think there's about 6 to 8 inches when they stock them into the ponds there. But anyway, we probably better take the break and, call 239-2101 and get in line to answer a true or false question about trout.
All right, we'll be right back. 1360-949 KSCJ.
We are the dreamers and the doers. We challenge what could be and what should be. At Children's Hospital and Medical Center, we're improving the lives of children and improving the future of medicine, leading with science and heart. That's why U.S. News & World Report names Children's as one of the best children's hospitals in the country, a national pediatric leader in cardiology and heart surgery, diabetes and endocrine disorders, gastroenterology and GI surgery, pulmonology and orthopedics. Nationally recognized, providing the highest quality pediatric specialty care and expertise in the region, committed to research, education, and advocacy for every child. To find a physician for your child, call 1-800-833-3100 or visit childrensomaha.org. When children are your everything, anything can be.
beer, 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 beer.
Beer, 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 wine, wine, beer. Beer, 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 wine, wine, beer. Beer, 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 wine, wine, beer. Beer, 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 wine, wine, beer.
Downtown Liquor at 5th and Iowa. Everything you need and a drive-thru.
Fleet Farm is your one-stop shop for everything you need. Hurry in for huge savings this week on Supreme Power Automotive Batteries. $10 off our low fleet price. Fleet Farm Walnuts, 1 pound, $4.99. And Diamond Naturals Large Bag Dog Food, $3 off our low fleet price. Plus, veterans save an extra 10% on their entire purchase now through Monday. Fleet Farm is built for every season. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245.
Nope. Hey, there we go. Hey, we got Richard on the line. Good morning, Richard.
Oh, hang on a minute. I got to put him up here.
Oh, what?
All right. Oh, there we go. Yeah, hey. Hi, Richard. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you ready for a true or false trout question? I'm only going to give you two guesses to get it right. Brook trout are the only trout native to Iowa.
What was that?
Brook trout are the only trout that are native to Iowa's streams. Is that true or false?
I'd say it's true.
You betcha it's true. Good job, Richard. The other trout found in Iowa streams are the rainbows and brown trout, and both of those are stocked fish. So, thanks a lot, Richard. Thanks for calling in, and congratulations. We're going to get you entered into the contest.
Yeah, so hang on here. Let me get your information, okay, Richard?
And we got a couple lines still open there, so 239-2101. It's that simple to get entered into the drawing. And trout are usually found in cool waters, where it's pretty much between 50 and 60 degrees is what they thrive in best. So like in Nebraska, you know, in South Dakota and Iowa, you'll find all three kinds of trout, the brook, the rainbow, and the brown trout. In Nebraska, you're going to find the cutthroat trout also, and you'll find the cutthroats in small numbers in South Dakota. And also in South Dakota, you're going to find lake trout that they've introduced into the impoundments in the Black Hills region. And let's see. I don't know. Genetically, trout are capable of spawning together and producing viable offspring, but many have remained distinct for thousands of years. This happens because they have a different life strategies. Also, their choice of spawning locations is different, and the timing and adaptations to exploit different niches within the food chain. And also, you'll have, obviously mountain ranges will separate them too. The trout that you find native to the West Coast are kind of different than the ones you'll find on the East Coast. And trout are, well, they're very similar to salmon. They're in kind of the same, I don't know, the same family, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, we got plenty of time. We got about 4 minutes left here, so anybody wants to get in for the drawing, I've got tons of trout information here. So 239-2101. We'll give you no more than two chances to get the question right. So there you have it. Hey, the first recorded history of trout fishing dates back to the Romans in 2000 AD. And all since then, it's huge, trout fishing here in the United States and Europe also, because trout are mostly, they're native to the Northern Hemisphere, but they have been reintroduced to other areas. So I know like you get into England and they love their trout fishing there. In the United States too. Like I say, Iowa, nobody ever really thinks about trout fishing in Iowa, you know, in our area anyway. Most people think of Nebraska as the go-to spot for trout. Let's see. Can we put Andrew on the line there, Scott? I don't know. Can I answer those from over here or not? Well, we got Andrew. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Hey, We were talking about the different trout, and in Nebraska, they find brook, rainbow, brown, and cutthroat. And they have another one, true or false, called the tiger trout, which is actually a hybrid between a brown and a brook trout. Is that true or false?
Well, it makes sense. I'd say true.
Yeah, it is true. And actually, it happens quite a bit throughout throughout the ecosystems there in Nebraska. So they, I think it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, Nebraska actually added tiger trout to their state records. And it was some nine-year-old kid down by Omaha, south of Omaha or whatever, went up to the Niobrara River there and caught himself one of those tiger trout. So, hey, thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, hang on. I'll get you. Yeah, hang on, Andrew. I'll get your information here in just a minute, okay?
Okay, let's move on to Bruce. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning.
You say Nebraska, you're going to find brook, rainbow, brown, cutthroat, and then a hybrid called the tiger trout. But of all those species of trout found in Nebraska, none of them are native to Nebraska. Is that true or false?
Boy, I'm going to guess false.
It's actually true. There are no trout native to Nebraska, which I find that crazy. But out of all the trout there, rainbows are native to the Pacific Northwest, but they've been released, throughout the United States and actually Europe. And brown trout come from Europe, actually. And in the western states, like in the Black Hills of South Dakota and then the Nebraska streams, are kind of separated from the natural brook trout, which are found like east of the Mississippi, so in that region. So, yeah, actually, I was kind of surprised when I found that out, too.
Huh.
And let's see, we got time. Hey, I can give you another question here if you want.
Okay.
The largest producer of farmed trout in the world is Chile.
Is what?
Is the country of Chile in South America.
Well, I don't know, probably true.
Yeah, that one is true. And I wouldn't have guessed that either. I would. You don't think of Chile as the huge epicenter of exported trout to the world. But anyway, hey, looks like we're running out of time here. Thanks, Bruce. Stay on the line. Make sure Scott gets your information.
Yeah, stay on the line. I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay.
And I don't know. This went over. I think next week. I'm not sure, Scott. When I was looking for the statistics on how many people get killed by deer, I actually found it on a website. Maybe next week we'll do most deadliest animals. That'd be good. Till next week, boy, watch out for your crippled deer.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
CBS News updates. Forget the calendar. Winter is already...